Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, when Jesus was in his hometown announcing the beginning of his ministry, the people of Nazareth grew so angry with him that they drove him out of town and wanted to throw him over a cliff. Jesus was not welcome. Then Jesus encountered two demon-possessed men who were living in tombs. And when he cast the demons out of them and into a herd of pigs, the herdsmen fled to a nearby city and brought with them back all of the inhabitants of that city, and they begged him to leave their region. Jesus was not welcome. And then Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem when some Pharisees approached him with this veiled threat. They warned him, saying, "Go and leave from here, because Herod wants to kill you." Jesus was not welcome. And when Pilate said he would release Jesus because he was found innocent, people cried out, "Away with this man, and release to us Barabbas. Crucify, crucify him." Jesus was not welcome. Now, today is no different. Jesus is still not welcome in many parts of the world. There's the atheist on TV who says that the world would be a more tolerant and peaceful place if Christianity would just disappear. There's the scientist who warns the world that believing in something like a man being raised from the dead is a sign of ignorance. There's the college student who doesn't want to have anything to do with Jesus because Christianity is against having fun. And then there's the man who says that believing in Jesus is a crutch for people with weak wills. Jesus is still not welcome. Even people who claim to believe in Jesus often reject him and replace him with an imposter. They switch him out for tolerant Jesus, non-judgmental Jesus, best buddy Jesus. The real Jesus, the one who drove out the moneylenders from the temple, who tells one of his closest disciples, "Get behind me, Satan," and who cursed a fig tree and caused it to wither because it wasn't bearing fruit. This Jesus, who will one day come again as the judge to separate the unrighteous from the righteous, is not welcome in our culture today. But 2,000 years ago, Jesus was not deterred when the Pharisees and the other religious leaders tested him and grumbled against him. He didn't stop teaching and healing people just because some were afraid of him. And when the Pharisees came and told him to turn away from Jerusalem, lest he be killed by King Herod, Jesus commanded them, "Go and tell that fox, 'Behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I finish my course.' Nevertheless, I must go on my way today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet should perish away from Jerusalem." You see, Jesus knew where he was going and what he would have to endure for to bring redemption back to the world. Intimidation and fear tactics would not keep him from the path that the Father set before him. Jesus set his eyes on Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. He continued his journey knowing full well what awaited him, because he was obedient to his Father in heaven. What about us? Jesus went to the cross on our behalf. He endured suffering greater than anything we can comprehend when the wrath of God was poured out on him and he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" After he has given everything for us, do we turn and follow him? Or do we reject him like the rest of the world? Do we shy away from serving him with our all because we're embarrassed of his name? Are we afraid that the world will look at us and see us as intolerant, judgmental, irrational, or obsolete when it finds out that we believe in Jesus? Are we tempted to try to tame our Lord by replacing him with a cheap lookalike? Are we so afraid of what the world will think when we are that we become willing to? Are we so afraid of what the world will think when we tell them that we are? When we tell them that we don't want Jesus to come back until he is more tolerant of sin, the very thing that he went willingly to the cross to defeat. You see, Jesus went to Jerusalem to save his people, and they rejected him. Because of that, their house was forsaken by God. The temple was destroyed by a Roman army, and those who continued to reject Jesus remained in the condemnation of their sins. Have you ever turned away from Jesus, hid him away, or even tried to tame him? I have. I've worried about what people would think if they found out that I was a Christian. I've stayed silent even when I knew that I should speak up. I've chosen to look the other way when someone needed help, because I was afraid of how uncomfortable it would be. And I've gone along with things that I know that I shouldn't have because I didn't want to be rejected. But I'm not the only one. Jesus was rejected in his hometown by the very people he came to save, and even by his own disciples. When Jesus was arrested and taken to the house of the high priest, Simon Peter, when asked if he was one of Jesus' disciples, denied that he knew him 3 times. You see, the truth is that one way or another, each one of us has been guilty of rejecting Jesus. But Jesus knew we would reject him. That's why he was so intent on going to Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. Jesus offered himself up as a sacrifice, because we could not save ourselves. It was God's love for us sinners that sent Jesus to die on the cross. Now, after Jesus rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, and Peter, the one who had denied him, preached to the people of Judah and Jerusalem, telling them that they had crucified their Lord and King. When they understood what they had done, they were cut to the heart, and they asked, "What shall we do?" Peter told them that all they had to do was to repent and to be baptized so that they could receive the Holy Spirit. When that happened, 3,000 people heard this and were saved. Some of them may have even been the very people who were shouting, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" And yet, Jesus chose to forgive them and grant them salvation and eternal life. So when faced with your own sin, when you've denied Jesus in thought, in word, and in deed, and you ask yourself the question, "What should I do?" Remember your baptism and repent. Find peace in the assurance that you have in Jesus Christ, because you have been accepted by the one who was rejected. Amen. Now rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Please rise.